I remember, here I go. I remember this, they asked me, it was a church, they wanted me to preach. As a matter of fact, they tried to get me to pastor. I never would accept. And one of the members passed. They wanted me to do the funeral. Okay? It's okay? And so I agreed to do the funeral. And you know, every funeral, they normally give you honorary. I had just enough money to get through the toll bridge. That's all I had. So I waited around for the family to respond. I couldn't go home. Because I couldn't get through the toll bridge. I didn't have no money. And they won't let you just drive through. I waited. So it wasn't nowhere for me to go but just wait. And I waited. So finally, one of the pastors was there. One of the preachers was there. He came. He said, have they done anything for you? I said, no, sir. He said, they hadn't done that. I said, no, sir. And he gave me enough money to get through the toll bridge. So I went home. God will take care of you. And my point is, you're going to run into some tight places. And if you don't know how to stand, you'll panic. We've been there. We've seen that. We experienced that. That's why today, even today, we plan our living and money that we come. I don't waste it. I used to just buy because I saw it. But if you don't handle stuff right, but when you get mature enough to handle stuff, you can, when something come up, you have it. But if you don't know how to handle it, you know what you're going to do? You're going to be standing with your hand. Will you please? Will you please? And boy, I've seen a lot of that too. But I want to talk to mature believers in this walk of faith for just a little while. Just a little while. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need to go ahead and say, you ought to manage your money. You ought to have a plan. You ought to have a goal. You ought to have a budget. You ought to have something that governs your spending. You ought not just spend just because you have it. Now, that wasn't what I planned to say, but it just came up. Then when something come up for you to do something, you have something to do it with. But if you spend it just like water go through a hose and you take the hose loose from the faucet and raise it up and all run out, you're going to be empty just like that hose. I don't know if I'm making sense to you or not, but there it is. So Paul said, I want to get this. I press on towards the goal to win the heavenly prize, the upward calling of God. What is he doing? Pressing. Hallelujah. To win the upward prize, the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, all of us who are mature, pursuing spiritual perfection, should have this attitude. Oh, yeah. That I'm going to press into prayer.
Yeah.
I'm going to press into the word.
Yeah.
I'm going to press into praise.
Yeah.
I'm going to press into worship.
Yeah.
I'm going to press into obedience.
Yeah.
I'm going to press into hearing what God has to say in my spirit. I'm going to wait before God. I'm going to press in. I'm going to obey what I hear him say to do. I'm not going to let the influence around me stop me from obeying what I hear. I'm going to press in so I know. I know what house to buy. I know what city to live in. I know what job I should be working on. I should understand how to operate in life. I'm going to press in.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to go to any church. I'm going to find out where you want me, Lord.
All right.
I'm going to press in. You said lay hands on the sick. I'm going to press in to that. You said spend time praying with the Spirit. I'm going to press into that. See, mature believer will do that. Why? Because this is where I stopped a while ago. Because you press in, you're going to taste something from God that you hadn't tasted before. You understand what I'm saying? You know, the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And you press in, you're going to experience something with God that you didn't experience when you were back there. And once you taste it, it's far greater than what you experienced back there or even what you're experiencing now. Because it's far greater. God is not a little chump, y'all. He's God. And he's a God of love. He's a God that satisfies. He's a God that completes. He's a God that stands fast. You can't change him. You can't diminish him. You can't reach the depth of him. And once you taste him, oh, Jesus. It won't have to pry you out of bed on Sunday morning. No, you won't. No, you won't. You don't have to keep saying to a mature saint, you need to feed on the word. They come telling you, let's have a word study. Yes, they will. They'll encourage you to do better.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because you hear when you get mature, you'll start talking right. You'll make a purpose of learning how to talk in line with this word.
Yeah.
That don't mean you say everything right, but you begin to develop this and you begin to get more right than you've been getting right.
Yeah.
And the stuff you've been doing wrong will have no pull on you like it used to. Because you're pressing in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then you'll be able to see into the thing and see it the way God see it. And you say, then I understand.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't think I would get too many amens on this, but I'm gonna. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, let me finish it. All of us who are mature, pursuing spiritual perfection, should have this attitude, should have this mindset. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That to God will make clear to you. So he'll make it clear. If you're pursuing, you press in, he'll make it clear. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And always leave yourself open to him for correction,
yeah,
instruction, and direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't think you got it because you get a revelation from God. Don't think you got everything down pat. You hadn't learned God to the depths of who he is. You just got a speck. But thank God for that revelation you have. And if you press into it, you'll see there's more. And as you see there's more, you'll walk in more.
Yeah.